Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
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 Here's our hosts, Steve Collins.
Steve Collins.
And Bill Flitter.
Bill Flitter.
Good idea. All right. Yep. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops.
This is Coach.
This is before we jump in, we're going to give a big shout out to our sponsors, but this topic, neither one of us have enough time to dive into this topic for the next 3 hours, but we'll give it a shot in the next 10 minutes that we have.
That's right.
But before we do that, I could do a big shout out to our sponsors, Game Changer, Coach.
Yeah, coaches, go check out Game Changer. It's a free app for basketball coaches. Go to gc.com/coachingyouthhoops. And again, gc.com/coachingyouthhoops. You can record games, take stats, really super easy to take stats with. So anybody, just even in, you know, day of game, you're begging somebody to take stats. It's quick for them to learn. A couple of, you know, push button if they not ever, you know, used an app before on an iPhone. Perfect. The Game Changer has made it super simple. They analyze the game. They break it down, show you game highlights for all your players. You can see your entire season in the stats reports. And best of all, if parent, grandparent, whatever, can't be at the game, they can see it and they can view it. They can view the stats live coming in for their favorite player on the team. Again, gc.com/coachingyouthhoops.
Love that. All right. So what's today's topic, Coach?
All right. So this happens at probably all the way up until third, fourth grade, maybe I've seen it.
Right.
A little bit, you know, here and there. But, you know, by the fourth grade, fifth grade, they know how to guard their player. Okay, so the coaches, if you can definitely relate, how do you keep players from guarding, all the players from guarding the ball? So you think first and second grade players, third graders, where one player on the other team has the ball and all the players on your team gravitate towards the ball and try to grab it or defend it.
So I'm going to go back to what we kind of did last week. Why do they do this? But I want to do the why first, and then I think I have the solution.
Why do they do it, think?
Huh?
Why do you think they do it?
I think it's a...
Good question.
It is. I think it's a developmental thing. You kind of see it in soccer, like if your kids ever played soccer, they all follow the ball.
You see it in other sports,
In other sports. So I think, I think it's a developmental thing. I really do. I think it's a attention. That's where the action is. That's where I should be, you know. So I think there's some inbred.
Ball there, over there, so I
Yeah,
should be
I
there,
should be
even though
over
my player's
there.
here. Yeah,
Yes, I shouldn't be over here
yeah.
because everyone is over there, kind of thing, and I want to be where everybody else is. So I don't know. I'm not a child psychologist, but I'm sure there's some sort of mental. There's something going on there because I've seen it in a multitude of sports when my kids were growing
True.
up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That would be interesting as people listening. I'd love to hear comments on why on this one from people that are listening. It's, you know, you can send Bill or I an email or put it in the show, you know, put in the comments, leave a 5-star review
comments.
And leave it in the comments. I would love to see that. Game changer. Let's do a big shout out to Game Changer. Cause I think I have way I solved this problem. So Game Changer, give them the URL on Game Changer.
Yeah, coaches, go to gc.com/coaching-youth-hoops to grab your free Game Changer app. If you're coaching basketball, you're going to want this app. One, it's free, but you can keep stats on your
free
players.
Free is good.
You can see the action. There's a little bit of AI involved as well, pulling out clips for you. And if a parent can't be at the game, they can see the live action. Go to gc.com/coaching-youth-hoops.
Boom. All right. So there's a couple ways that I used to do this, especially in practice. I would have 5 different colored pennies, and the reds would guard the red, and the blue would guard the blue, and the green would guard the green. And like, they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
Amazon is not a sponsor, but they're pretty cheap to buy, you
know,
the little pennies you put over the top. So we would do that. Then I would, that's the way I would start because that was pretty easy for them to keep track of. Then it would be the point of the person you're guarding. And then we would play the freeze game where I would freeze, point at the person that they were guarding.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, Johnny's over at the water fountain guarding the kid that's got the ball kind of thing. You know, so
wristbands is another version of that.
Ooh, I like
that.
Wristbands
use.
Are a good
idea.
They
do wristbands. Yeah. And some leagues will do that where they'll match up the, you know, especially in the younger grades, because it might be a rec league. So they're matching offense and defense. You know, if you can imagine then each one has a, you know, wristband on and you guard the red, guard the blue. I like that, you know, maybe that is the first step in development. I'm not a huge fan of colors and things like that because, you know, that's not where that
it's
as
not,
they get
it's
older,
definitely not, but from an educational standpoint, you have to build the blocks so they quickly learn. I know what you're saying, you never play a game like that, but I don't think they realize, at least, and again, it's been I think how many years it's been since I've had to coach second graders. It's almost like they don't know, and you have to teach them that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. And you know what, I may go into maybe a little bit more in depth with them, not, you know, I don't talk above them, so to speak, right? At their level of things that they would understand,
right?
That, you know, because if you think about it, basketball is really tough. What's the most important thing in the ball we talk about? Or I just gave the answer. What's the most important thing on the court is the
ball,
right?
Right.
Well, okay, coach, if you tell me that, I'm going to go towards the ball. I'm going to stop the ball, right?
Right.
Well, then, you know, that person throws to your player who's wide open, and then, you know, they score, and then, right? It's like, okay. Plus, you want the offense, too, to move. Otherwise, there's like 5 people on the ball, and they lose the ball, and then you're just kind of going back and forth up and down the court, and nobody's scoring and trying new things. But basketball is tough because then you have double teams. Well, coach, I thought you said I'm not, you know, I'm supposed to be guarding my player, right? And not be on the ball, right? And again, age level appropriate. But if you're just kind of starting this out, the wristbands, the pennies that coach mentioned, and then, you know, just even though they may not get it, it's, you know, what the bigger concept is, we're trying to keep the other team from not scoring,
right?
Right. And if your player is open, they have a chance of getting the ball, but you don't also don't need to be glued to them either if the ball. So we kind of talk about this concept of being halfway, I call it 51, but I don't always use that in the language. And when they're younger, as they get older, I call it 51. Halfway between the ball and the player and one step back, to
Right.
teach them that help defense, right, is basically what that is,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
Right.
And we, you know, and that way during the game, I can say, hey, Johnny, 51, 51. And he knows what that means. I mean, it's halfway between the ball and one step back,
Right.
versus like yelling help defense, right? Because then 51 is kind of more of a visual thing they can see. So that's one concept. Teach, and again, is it perfect? No. Or do they always do it? No. But you know, I'll explain to them, if you run towards the ball, completely towards the ball, that means your person is exposed and wide open.
Right.
So what are we trying to do? Oh, we're trying to keep the other team from scoring. Okay. Well, there's a better chance that they're going to score if your player is open. So it's hard.
is
It's not
hard.
easy,
It's a
and it's a
hard
concept.
conceptually.
And I think you nailed it, which is, you know, their cognitive development isn't quite there yet to understand that
I'm not
concept
talking
of
angles and opening your hips up and where are we
right.
pushing? It's like, I'm not doing that. I'm just making sure that person's guarding that person. I know. I know. All
Yeah, and
right. Anything
it's
else, coach?
reps. I think it's
It's
just
reps.
reps.
It
You
is
just got to
reps.
keep at it and do it, working in practice. And what you teach in practice doesn't always work in the game, of course, right? And I think that's where coaches, especially new ones, they think that what they're teaching in practice is going to completely translate to the game, no matter how many times they've done it. You know, a lot of youth coaches, right? We only have one practice, so you got to pick your battles a little bit and live with some stuff for a little while until their brain catches up to the game, so to speak. But keep at it, keep teaching them, be positive. And it is what it is at that point, in that age.
I agree. All right, coach. Let's give a big shout out to Game Changer.
Go to gc.com/coachingyouthhoops. Go check it out. It's a free app for you, coach, basketball
All right.
coaches.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.